again from the CD Blowin' Off Steam, the New Orleans Classic Jazz Orchestra on Stomp Off playing Pussycat Rag. And Leon Rapolo in 1925 playing sax with the Halfway House Band under the direction of Albert Brunies. Trumpeter Paul Meres from New Orleans was a childhood friend of Leon Rapolo. His muted trumpet style in the early years was clearly influenced by Joe King Oliver. After the breakup of the short-lived New Orleans Rhythm Kings, Meres returned to New Orleans and reformed the New Orleans Rhythm Kings with Rapolo. They recorded in early 1925 for OK and Victor Record Companies. But soon after that, Meres quit the music business, joining the family fur business. They traded in wholesale muskrat pelts. Later, he operated barbecue joints in New Orleans and in Chicago. The latter became a popular spot for musicians and jam sessions. Meres' only other recordings were made in the mid-30s when he reformed the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, recording and playing engagements in New York and Chicago. By then, his trumpet style had shifted, taking him more in the direction of New Orleans trumpeter Red Allen. But he was then out of the music business for quite a while until he ran another band in the Chicago area in the last 3 years of his life prior to his death from lung cancer in 1949. This was recorded on this title as Golden Leaf Strut. Let's see if you recognize what well-known tune this really is. The New Orleans Rhythm Kings, recorded in New Orleans in 1925 on OK Records, Paul Meres, Leon Rapolo clarinet, Santa Pecora trombone, Charlie Cordella, one of the reed players, I believe, and Red Long on piano, Chink Martin, brass, bass. Finally, the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, again from this same 1925 session, I Never Knew Just What a Gal Could Do. Thank you. An energetic performance by the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, recorded in New Orleans in 1925. A tune written either by Elmer Schobel or Santa Pecora, I Never Knew Just What a Gal Could Do. A rare 78, courtesy of my friend Dick Wahlberg. Before that, recorded as the Golden Leaf Strut, Did You Guess? That 1925 recording of New Orleans Rhythm Kings? Yes, of course, the Meilenberg Joys, written by Morton with Maras and Rapolo at one of the earlier New Orleans Rhythm Kings sessions. There were several attempts in the 1930s to revive the New Orleans Rhythm Kings with varying success. In the mid-30s, the trend was definitely towards swing, but this was probably one of the earliest attempts to revive the New Orleans Ensemble Dixieland style. We're going to start this set with the 1934 Panama and Jasmine Blues, and we'll go all the way back to 1922, the original New Orleans Rhythm Kings sessions, when they were recording as the Friars Society Orchestra, because, again, that was the name of the Friars Inn where they first achieved local fame. We'll hear the classics Tiger Rag and Livery Stable Blues from 1922. Livery Stable, by the way, had been earlier recorded by the original Dixieland Jazz Band, but actually seems to have emerged on its own earlier in New Orleans. It was played a lot in early Chicago by New Orleans musicians there. First, though, here's one of the more successful Rhythm Kings revival sessions from 1934 with New Orleans natives trumpeter Wingy Minone, George Brunies, and clarinetist Sidney Arodin, Panama and Jasmine Blues. Thank you. Tiger Rag and Livery Stable Blues, the New Orleans Rhythm Kings in their earliest formation as the Friars Society Orchestra from 1922. Before that, the revival style of the 1934 New Orleans Rhythm Kings, Panama and Jasmine Blues. During just a very few months in the early 1920s, the New Orleans Rhythm Kings made major contributions to the emerging form of jazz, led by young, well-trained musicians. With distinctly New Orleans influences, the band forged a template for ensemble classic jazz, helped to launch a generation of young white Chicago musicians who impressed their own ideas on jazz in coming years, and created a lasting repertory of tunes still played and listened to with great joy today.
Thank you.
Finally, from 1923, one of the very first, and it remains one of the very best, jazz adaptations of Scott Joplin's Maple Leaf Rag. That's the music of New Orleans Rhythm Kings on Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for listening.